Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the 21-year-old spacecraft Columbia disintegrated on its re-entry into Earth's atmosphere on February 1, 2003, a new pantheon of heroes was born. Men and women who knew the risks they were taking yet chose to take that chance. With that understanding of the dangers involved, each astronaut was asked to fill out a questionnaire regarding his wishes for memorial service. Who should do it, what he or she wanted said, and what kind of a memorial he or she would like should they not come back. Several of the astronauts were believers, and of that number, Rick Husband was a devout Christian and active in his church, Grace Community Church, in suburban Houston. When Steve Riggle, Rick Husband's pastor, was given the small card which contained his wishes for memorial service, at the bottom of the card was a handwritten note which said, "Tell them about Jesus. He's real to me." That was it. "Tell them about Jesus," he requested, explaining, "He's real to me." To the best of his ability, Pastor Steve Riggle did just that. He not only remembered Rick Husband as a hero, great father, and dedicated pilot, but as a man who knew and loved Jesus Christ and sought to make him known. Essentially, Rick Husband's desire was the same as that of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, probably under house arrest, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings." Question: is Jesus Christ real to you? Or is he simply a historical personage, a religious figure who lived and died a long time ago, one who seems to better fit on a dusty crucifix in a Catholic church or the wall of a convent or hospital than in real life today? The fact is that the image of Jesus Christ, which many have, is vastly different from the real-life one, the one that Rick Husband had. Why? His understanding of Jesus Christ grew out of a relationship with him as a living person, not a historical bit of knowledge of one who was a benchmark of history in the Roman era. So the question arises, okay, how does a person have this kind of a relationship? Actually, Jesus himself answered the question. He said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Notice that it's a living person who knocks at the heart's door, a living person who speaks to those who inhabit this house called a home, and a living person who invades our lives in such a way that we find companionship, warmth, and a relationship. The point is, only a living Christ can do that. This living one couldn't be confined to a cold tomb following his death on Good Friday long ago. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He walked with the disciples for 40 days. He talked with them of life and of the future and of his desire for them to make Christ known to all the world, which was Rick Husband's desire as well. Only a living person could do that. A closing thought. Jesus Christ never knocks down the door of your heart or invades your space in life. He enters only at your invitation, which means you invite him to come into your life, a decision that astronaut Rick Husband also made. The good news is that when he comes into your life, he comes as a living person, and you enjoy his fellowship and get to know him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.